The Downtown Sackville Business Improvement Association is on the hunt for new board members and looking for someone to take over as chair of the association when current president Anthony Maddalena steps down in a month. The BIA held their annual general meeting last night at Town Hall, and I spoke with Maddalena shortly afterwards to get the highlights. The board's current slate of Maddalena, Wendy Epworth, Judith Kane, Andrew Black, and Chris Harborne was reelected, along with a new nominee, Greg Soper. But Maddalena says he gave his month's notice, and Treasurer Judith Kane is also planning to step down once a replacement can be found. Maddalena has served as chair for the past 2 years, focusing on revitalizing and organizing the institution, which had grown inactive. He says that with a $20,000 annual budget, the BIA could be doing plenty to promote downtown Sackville. I started off asking Maddalena about his reasons for stepping down.
Yeah, it's more of a stepping down from the BIA because I just I need to focus my efforts on Bagtown a little bit more. Just with sort of business growth and a busier year approaching. I've devoted a lot of time to helping the BIA get from where it was 2 years ago to where it is now, and I'm still extremely passionate about the success of downtown businesses and Sackville as a whole. But I kind of finished off my president's report saying that it's time for someone else to step up and take the lead. Not to say that I might not become involved again down the road, but at least for the current term, I was going to step down as from the BIA board.
So the work ahead of you now, I guess the immediate work is to recruit some new members and hopefully someone willing to step up as chair.
Yeah, exactly. The work we had done over the last year was to reestablish an accurate list of members for the BIA. And we had sort of just finished that about a month ago. So we're going to put that to good work over the next month and reaching out to all the members on that list and have conversations with everybody and see who might be willing to step up and see who might be a good fit to sort of take the lead as the chair, and hopefully we'll be able to find the right people.
Now, the BIA is funded through a tax levy. Is the membership made up of sort of commercial property owners, or is it anyone who's even renting a space to run a business? Like, how does it work?
You're a BIA member if you're within the designated downtown area, which is, if you go into the town bylaws, you'll find one that designates the BIA area. It's very, very outdated, but it does list out sort of street by street where this perimeter is. So any commercial property that falls within that geographic boundary is part of the BIA and pays a levy into it as sort of the membership fee, and that includes any tenant of those commercial properties. Bagtown being a tenant of 45 Main Street, our landlord is Sears Insurance, so they pay the levy, but we're a member of the BIA because we pay rent, which it trickles down to paying the levy. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you're hoping that it continues to revitalize. Do you have a bit of a sales pitch? Like, what do you think is on the horizon for the BIA if it gets the right energetic people involved?
It could be one of the more prosperous forms of economic development for Sackville. Period. It has a continuously renewed budget of about $20,000 from the levies every year. Currently sitting on about $35,000 because not all of the money had been spent in previous years. And the sole purpose of that money is to be spent on economic development, marketing, those sorts of initiatives focused on that downtown area and its members. So that's things from running events like Moonlight Madness and the Passports and drawing new events into town, all that sort of thing. the programming for businesses. Yeah, so basically my pitch, I guess, is that this is like there's never been a better time to get involved with the BIA. The nitty-gritty work has been done, and now the fun work can begin. So you know, you can get involved and immediately sink your teeth into you know, revamping old initiatives, coming up with new initiatives, all things that are meant to help downtown businesses be more prosperous. So it's truly a great opportunity, and is extremely underutilized, not just in Sackville, but across New Brunswick.
The federal government recently announced like some funding opportunities for business improvement associations. Is that something that do you happen to know if Sackville's BIA would you know qualify or be eligible for that sort of project funding?
Yep. So there's that funding through COA for the Rediscover Main Street, is I think what it's called, and we do have an application going in, yeah, it's sort of the main focus of the application is to bring like new events to Sackville this summer that will bring, you know, draw in tourism and you know, consumers from sort of the greater Moncton and even, you know, Fredericton, St. John areas to Sackville. So, yeah, so we're, you know, we saw that funding opportunity or we were made aware of it. And it's a short timeline. It was released at the beginning of April and it's due at the end of this week. So, yeah, so we're getting an application in for additional funding that'll help essentially, you know, breathe some new life into downtown, that sort of bounce back from, you know, 2 years of COVID shutdowns and things. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck. All right, Anthony, anything else you wanted to tell people about, you know, the BIA plans for the immediate future?
If anyone out there is, you know, a business owner or commercial property owner in Sackville, or even if you, you know, work for a business and you want to be involved, you can be involved as a proxy for your business. You don't have to be the owner of the business or anything like that. You can be a proxy and come to the meetings and serve on the board and get involved. It's a great way to make things happen downtown that you want to make happen. And if anyone's interested, they can get in touch at sackvillebia@gmail.com for more information.
That's Anthony Maddalena, owner of Bagtown Brewing and current chair of Sackville's Downtown Business Improvement Association.